Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simani Mamre by Avraham Goldhar and today Masecha Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hey, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zikhu Masecha Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Sheshus was asked, Ovid Kochavim HaBa'al Bahema, if an idolater had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? To call of a kalim be'inan, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace to stone the animal? And here there's only tekala, since such relations are also prohibited to an idolater, but no disgrace, since such activity is common to idolaters, so the animal would not be killed. Or tekala afo pish ein kalim, stumbling is sufficient to kill it even though there is no disgrace. Rav Sheshus quoted a brayse which states that trees served as a avodah zarah are completely destroyed. Hoyu bala adam tekala yadan, because a person came to stumbling through them, proving that tekala alone suffices for destruction, since an idolater is not disgraced by idolatry. The Gemara asks that if so, an animal worshipped by an idolater or a Jew should be killed. Abai answers, Zekon Maruba, the disgrace of Mishka Behema is great, and even an idolater has tekala of a kalon, but the disgrace of idolatry is relatively small, so the animal is not killed for it. Rava answers that an animal which derived pleasure from relations is killed, a worshipped animal is not. Although worshipped trees are destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared living creatures which were worshipped. Point number two, the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, which explains that alternatively, the animal is killed so it should not walk in the street, and people will say, this is the animal through which Pony was stoned. This second clause includes both tekala and kalon. This is the animal implies the disgraceful act, and the stoning mentions the tekala. The Mishnah's first clause, which only mentions tekala, is superfluous, indicating that tekala alone suffices to stone the animal, meaning, i.e., for an idolater's mishka behema. The Gemara answers that the first clause may refer to kalon without tekala, and should be interpreted as the stumbling of disgrace. Rav Hamnuna asks about this case, Yisrael habal habehema b'shogeg, if Yisrael mistakenly had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Tekala v'kalon be'inan, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace for it to be killed? And since here, there's only disgrace of the act, but no tekala, since it was unintentional, the animal would not be killed? Or, kalon afo pish ein tekala, is disgrace sufficient to stone the animal, even though there is no stumbling? And point number three, the Gemara attempts to resolve Rav Hamnuna's question from a Mishnah, which teaches that a three-year-old girl's relations are legally relations for all halachos. For example, her kedushin or yibum take effect through relations. If any of the arayos have relations with her, mumasim al yada, they are killed because of her, but she's exempt as a minor. This indicates that an animal is killed for having relations with her, and since she's not culpable and is considered a shogeg, it's a case of kalon without tekala, yet the animal is killed. The Gemara answers, came into Mazidahi, tekala nami'ika. Since she's an intentional sinner, there's also stumbling for which she should have been executed. But the Merciful One had mercy on her and spared her. Only on her did he have mercy, but on the behema, he did not have mercy. Another Mishnah teaches that a 9-year-old katan's relations are legally relations, including killing an animal on his account, and the same explanation is given. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Sheshus was asked, Ovid kochavim habal behema, if an idolater had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? To call of a kalon be'inan, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace to stone the animal? And here there's only tekala, since such relations are also prohibited to an idolater, but no disgrace, since such activity is common to idolaters, so the animal would not be killed. Or to call afo pish ein kalon, stumbling is sufficient to kill it even though there is no disgrace. Rav Sheshus quoted a brayse which states that trees served as avodah zarah are completely destroyed. Hoyu bala adam tekala yadan, because a person came to stumbling through them, proving that tekala alone suffices for destruction, since an idolater is not disgraced by idolatry. The Gemara asks that if so, an animal worshipped by an idolater or a Jew should be killed. Abai answers, Zekon Maruba, the disgrace of Mishka Behema is great, and even an idolater has the call of a kalon, but the disgrace of idolatry is relatively small, so the animal is not killed for it. Rava answers that an animal which derived pleasure from relations is killed, a worshipped animal is not. Although worshipped trees are destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared living creatures which were worshipped. Point number two, the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, which explains that alternatively, the animal is killed so it should not walk in the street, and people will say, this is the animal through which Pony was stoned. This second clause includes both tekala and kalon. This is the animal implies the disgraceful act, and the stoning mentions the tekala. The Mishnah's first clause, which only mentions tekala, is superfluous, indicating that tekala alone suffices to stone the animal, meaning, i.e., for an idolater's mishka behema. The Gemara answers that the first clause may refer to kolon without takala and should be interpreted as the stumbling of disgrace. Rav Hamnuna asks about this case. Yisrael habal habehema b'shogeg. If Yisrael mistakenly had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Takala v'kolon be'in, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace for it to be killed? And since here there's only disgrace of the act, but no takala, since it was unintentional, the animal would not be killed? Or kolon afu b'she'en takala, is disgrace sufficient to stone the animal even though there is no stumbling? And point number three, the Gemara attempts to resolve Rav Hamnuna's question from a Mishnah, which teaches that a three-year-old girl's relations are legally relations for all halachos. For example, her kedushin or yibum take effect through relations. If any of the arayos have relations with her, mumasim al yada, they are killed because of her, but she's exempt as a minor. This indicates that an animal is killed for having relations with her, and since she's not culpable and is considered a shogeg, it's a case of kolon without takala, yet the animal is killed. The Gemara answers, came into Mazidahi, Takala Namiika. Since she's an intentional sinner, there's also stumbling for which she should have been executed. But the Merciful One had mercy on her and spared her. Only on her did he have mercy, but on the Behema, he did not have mercy. Another Mishnah teaches that a 9-year-old Katan's relations are legally relations, including killing an animal on his account, and the same explanation is given. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Nun Hey, and this Siman was suggested by two of our members going way back to Maseches Brachos. We had a Choose a Siman contest where our members had the opportunity to suggest the money we'd be using as we go through Shas together. So this Siman was suggested by Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn, as well as by Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston. They both suggested that Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55 miles per hour. So a speed limit sign of 55. All right, so here goes. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55. When a goy crossing over leading his Takala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his Kalon cow, while a little girl sat and cried on the side of the road over the killing of her Takala, the Kalon cow. Once again, slow motion. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with the speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Duff. Nun hey. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his Takala cow, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, Ovid kochavim haba'al behema, if an idolater had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Takala v'kolon be'in, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace to stone the animal? And here there's only takala, since such relations are also prohibited to an idolater, but no disgrace, since such activity is common to idolaters, so the animal would not be killed. Or takala afal pi she'ein kolon, stumbling is sufficient to kill it, even though there is no disgrace. So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his takala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his Kalon cow, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna asked about this case. Yisrael habal behema b'shogeg. If Yisrael mistakenly had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? The kal v'kolon be'in, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace for it to be killed? And since here there is only disgrace of the act, but no takala, since it was unintentional, the animal would not be killed. Or kolon afu pi she'ein takala, is disgrace sufficient to stone the animal even though there is no stumbling? So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his Takala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his Kalon cow, while a little girl sat and cried on the side of the road over the killing of her Takala, the Kalon cow. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of a katana intentionally having relations with the behema and it being a case of Takala, the Kalon. So once again, it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his Takala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his Kalon cow, while a little girl sat and cried on the side of the road over the killing of her Takala, the Kalon cow. All right, so now it's time for four blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Alf. So the Siman Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The bas kohen married to Yisrael, who was Mizana, was about to get strafed by the beaver dam. Beaver dam? That must mean Daf. Nunav, nah, beaver. The bas kohen married to Yisrael, whose mazana was about to get strafed by the beaver dam, which reminds us, the more discusses of a bas kohen who married a Levi, Yisrael or apostle, loses her kahuna status regarding strafa. So the bas kohen married to Yisrael, whose mazana was about to get strafed by the beaver dam, when two bachim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be mekabel schar, which reminds us, we learn Maseches Vachim nowadays, even though it's not going to be practically relevant until Mashiach comes, because we say we're darsh mekabel schar. So the bas kohen married to Yisrael, whose mazana was about to get strafed by the beaver dam, when two bachim wearing beaver belt hats and darshaning in Maseches Vachim in order to be mekabel schar, saw a rabbi jump over two beavers trying to stop it, declaring only a bas kohen arusa gets Reifa, which reminds Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He holds only a baskon arusa incurs Reifa, not a nesua. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simra Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, which reminds us, Gemara brings the procedure for Sreifa, where it's Sreifa's neshama, but the body is left intact, by pouring molten lead down the person's throat. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for Herig and the Machlokas, is whether they cut off the person's head while he's standing with a sword, or his head is placed on a chopping block and cut off with a hatchet. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, and see what it's like when a kerchief is wrapped around their necks and pulled from opposite sides, which reminds us, Gemara brings a procedure for chenek, strangulation, and the rule that kol misa amur b'tor stam eino el chenek, any death through basin, which is unspecified, it means strangulation. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simran Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Elohen and Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned listing 18 different cases. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila, told the son of an almana and kohen gadol that he was only chayav for his mother, since she's not considered his father's wife, which reminds us, the Brice records a different version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Imo Aisa, Imo Rui La'avi. If his mother was not fit for his father, her marriage to his father was ineffective. Eino chayav el mishuma ein bovad. And he's only liable for relations with a mother, not for a father's wife. Rabbi Yehuda is discussing where his mother is prohibited to his father with an ordinary love. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva that ein kedushin tovsin, but chayav elavin. Kedushin does not take effect with those prohibited by a love. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana and kohen gadol that he was only chayav for his mother since she's not considered his father's wife. As another son from a kosher marriage was handed a paper with the words imcha hi to indicate that he was only chayav for his mother but not for his father's wife, which reminds us in the Mishnah of Yehuda taught that one who has relations with his mother who is also his father's wife is only liable for imo but not for Eshes Aviv. Abai explains the source is the phrase imcha hi, she is your mother, teaching mishum imo atamachayvo, you may make him liable for relations with his mother via tamachayvo mishum Eshes Av, but you may not make him liable for relations with his father's wife. Daf Nun Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef in the Simmer. Here goes. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish. Pasta chef? Noodle dish? That must be on Daf Nun Dalet. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was being killed for being a tekala. And a kala, which reminds me, we learned that a behemoth with whom someone had relations is killed because of two reasons, tekala, stumbling, and kalam, disgrace. So the pastor chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala and a kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azaros for a shochev and nishkav of Mishkav Zachar. So the pastor chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala and kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav when his assistant ran in and told him to cancel the order since the nishkav was under 9, which reminds the Gemara discusses the minimum age which is considered for Mishkav Zachar. Rav says he must be at least 9 years old because he holds called the Eisib Shochev, Eisib Nishkav. Whoever is capable of being a Shochev, committing the act, is capable of being a Nishkav, submitting to the act. Since the relations of a male under the age of 9 are not legally relations, this age would not constitute Mishkav Zachar when he's a Nishkav either. Shmuel says one is even liable for Mishkav Zachar with a male who is 3 years old. He derives the minimum age from the phrase Mishkave Isha, as one lies with a woman, and a woman is capable of halachically significant relations at age 3. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which definitely when the Rabbi Shmuel holds only a baskon arusa incurs sreifa, not a nesua, that's on Daf Nanav. Good. Number 2, which definitely the case of tekala without kalon, such as an Ovid Kochavim who's Baal Behema, that's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 3, which daf do you discuss the azaros for shochev and nishkav? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 4, which daf do you discuss the procedure for sreifa, burning? That's on Daf Nun Beis. Good number five. Which daf do you have a case of Tekala V'Kalon of a behema with a katana? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good number six. Which daf do you want a behema with whom someone had relations is killed because of Tekala and Kalon? That's on daf Nun Dalad. Good number seven. Which daf do you want about Rabbi Yehuda's position that a son is only liable for Imo if his mother was prohibited to his father with a love? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good number eight. Which daf with the case of a kalon without tekala, such as a Yisrael, a bal behema b'shogeg? That's on daf. Nun Hey. Good number nine. Which of the one the order of the Mishnah's list is usually not particular, with the exceptions of Arba Mises Basin and the seven Samanim? That's on daf. Mem Task. Good. Number 10. Which daf do the Mishnah that lists the 18 Niskalim, those that are stone? That's on daf. Nun Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.